Okay, Donnie, we're going to go through these photos here, and so if you would tell me a little bit about each of these as we look at them. The first one is 1973 D. Lee 001.
Well, that would be me, Donnie Lee, and we're testing the sound system before we begin the first bluegrass festival that Bullsboro hosted for about 8 years, and that would be May 1973 at the Cowee County Raceway just outside of Noonan, Georgia.
Okay. Okay, the next one is 1973 D. Lee
005. That's Carl Lemming and his band. They also appeared there at the very first festival. Mike, do you remember the name of that band? Carl and Buzzy Lemming.
New Dixie?
Later it was New Dixie, but it was initially something, one of the New Homesteaders. Later to be New Dixie.
Later to be New Dixie.
I don't remember what the original name was.
Okay. All right, we've got 1973 D. Lee 006.
And that would be the Southern Strangers from over around Muscle Shoals, Alabama. A great, great vocal band.
Okay. And we have 1973 D. Lee 007.
And that's also at the first festival, and that is the Bluegrass Generation from around Cummins, Georgia.
Okay, now who made up the Bluegrass Generation? I've heard a lot about them.
Jimmy Mundy, his wife, Frances Mundy,
Jimmy Ross
playing dobro, and
was Looper,
Gary Looper played mandolin, fiddle, banjo, guitar, whatever they needed, and Frances played bass.
Okay. 1973 D. Lee 008.
And that would be the Bluegrass Five, J.N. and Oney Baxter, who really inspired me to want to play bluegrass and to form my own band. It's Ralph Abernathy playing the mandolin and Mac Farley playing the banjo.
1973 009, and of course that's D. Lee 009.
That was our very first band, a three-piece band, and I believe we were called the L&P Express. That would be Lee and Partridge. Joe's playing the banjo, and his cousin Tommy McCoon is playing guitar, and we played together for 2 years. 'Cause
y'all were way ahead of the curve on that one mic system.
So pocketbook, you know, determined that.
Okay, 1973 D. Lee 014.
And that's a picture of my eldest daughter, Lori Lee Hammond now, and Raymond Fairchild, who probably one of the most creative and innovative banjo players, along with Reno and Scruggs.
Okay, 1973 D. Lee 004.
That's an impromptu jam session out there in the parking lot at the fairgrounds, and Raymond Fairchild is overseeing the session there, and that's the Southern Strangers playing.
1974 D. Lee 002.
That's Bullsboro featuring Joe Partridge with his Mexican hat.
Is there a story behind that hat?
There's a story behind virtually everything Joe did, and he thought that would be amusing to the crowd. Other band members are Mike Steed on guitar, Johnny Jackson on mandolin, and me playing bass.
All right, 1974 D. Lee 003.
That's at Powers Crossroads, a big arts and crafts festival, one of the largest in the Southeast. And we were the first band, I believe, to be hired down there as entertainers. And here it is, 2003, and we've been there every year since.
Okay, 1974, D-Lee-012.
Playing on a paved parking area, so we're help open a new business. That might have been the Ford place on Bullsboro Drive in Noonan, Georgia.
Okay, and the members, who's playing the mandolin there?
Johnny Jackson. That's four of the, I guess, original Bullsboro.
Okay.
Joe Partridge on banjo, Mike Steed on guitar, and myself on bass.
Okay. Okay, 1974, D. Lee, 021.
In the parking lot showing a lick, and that's about all I had is one lick on the banjo. I was always wanting to be a banjo player, but never could find anybody else to play the bass.
D-Lee-023.
That's when we had gone from a five-piece to a six-piece band. Joe's cousin, Tukey Couch. I don't even know Tukey's real name. That's a nickname, but he played snare drum for us there for about 2 years.
Carthel.
Oh, Carthel. Thank you. I couldn't remember that. Carthel Couch, better known to us as Tukey.
Okay, 1974, D. Lee, 024.
That would be our second year, I believe, at Powers Crossroads there in Noonan, Georgia.
Okay, and that's your original group?
Original band.
1975, D. Lee, 010.
That is Butch Adams, our new banjo player in Bullsboro, and he and I were playing a duet there, probably... feuding banjos, if I had to make a guess.
Okay. I noticed that you're playing a Vega banjo there. Does that have a story behind it?
I wish I had that banjo back. It really had the best four string of any banjo that I believe I've ever heard. And I sold that to our then mandolin player, Johnny Jackson, and to the best of my knowledge, he still has it, but he won't sell it back to me.
All right, 1976, D. Lee, 015.
We're back at the Bullsboro Bluegrass Festival at the Coweta County Fairgrounds in Noonan, and that's Ray Bull and his band. They're from Tennessee, and what a great band they had. I can't recall all the names of the members of that band, but the banjo player was just an outstanding, outstanding musician. That's the Farley Brothers. Mike, do you know if they had a formal name of the band?
I don't know. That's Al Smith playing banjo, isn't it?
I believe it is. And Mac playing fiddle.
I don't know who the bass player is.
John and Debbie
and Ralph Abernathy on mandolin, and what great, great, great musicians they are. And I'm sorry, I can't remember what the name of their band was.
I don't ever remember seeing that configuration play, so it must have been a short-lived group.
Okay, 1976, D. Lee, 017.
Also at the Bullsboro Bluegrass Festival, and that's Murray Freeman, I believe the second... second person, I guess, inducted into the Georgia Country Music Hall of Fame for Bluegrass right after Jay and Anoni, and his daughter, Connie, now Connie Morris.
Okay, 1976, D. Lee, 018.
And that would be the Ridge Runners, Murray Freeman on guitar, Connie on banjo.
Domination
on mandolin, and I was looking at the bass.
Lee Melton.
That's right, Lee Melton.
Let's see now. This was at what festival?
That would have been, that's at the Bullsboro Festival, and probably mid to late 70s.
Okay. We got that as 1976, so we're,
yeah, okay.
There are some
right.
other
yeah.
photos that we have.
That's so. About the first one, 75, probably was the first one I went to.
Okay, and 1976 D, Lee 019.
That's Betty Fisher, and she was a full-time bluegrass musician back then. And Dale Tilley, in his very, very early days over there playing the five-string banjo, he is now an evangelist and still a great banjo player.
Okay, do you know the other two?
Her son Tommy's playing bass, and I'm sorry, I don't recall the name of the mandolin player.
Okay, 1976 D, Lee 020.
That is the Bluegrass Five, Jay and Anoni Baxter, on their very, very valuable old 41 and 43 Martin guitars, and Joel Adderhoe playing the five-string banjo.
Okay. 1976 D, Lee 021.
That's a friend of ours, Uncle Buck Beeman. He was from down, I believe, around Cordele, Georgia, and used to come to the festival in a then a real small camper. But what a great entertainer and a great spokesperson for bluegrass music.
Oh, excuse me. 1977, D. Lee 039.
That is... the original members of, well, no, not the original. There's Butch Adams on the banjo, but that's Bullsboro. And Mike and I are trying to figure out where that is. And we, Saturday Night Opry, but I don't know if that was...
Stage kind of looks like M&M, but I don't remember that sign. I don't think it is. I don't know where.
Johnny Jackson on mandolin, Mike Steed on guitar, Butch Adams on banjo, and I'm playing bass.
Okay. Okay, 1978, D. Lee 011.
That's a close-up of Johnny Jackson on mandolin. He had those steely eyes that would just look through you. And Butch Adams on the five-string banjo, who, in a blinking contest, I don't know which one would have blinked first.
Butch, better known as Precious.
His wife had another name for him.
Okay, 1978 D, Lee
036. We're standing beside and behind Butch's van, and from left to right, that's Johnny Jackson, myself, Donnie Lee, Mike Steed, Butch Adams, and Tony Duck, one of the premier mandolin players in this part of the country.
D. Lee 013.
That's Mike Steed and myself giving our Pepsodent smile and dressed in those little cowboy shirts. We were amusing only to ourselves.
D. Lee 028.
Okay, what's the year on that, Bill? I'm sorry.
1979 is what we have it as.
Oh, I think it's 89 because...
okay, I probably missed that.
From left to right there, that's Barry Waldrop playing lead guitar, Tony Duck on mandolin, myself playing electric bass, Johnny Slayton, outstanding singer playing guitar, and Jeff Partridge playing banjo and a great harmony singer.
All right, we're going to start over just a bit here. We have 1979 D, Lee 029.
And I'll let Mike Fleming explain that because that was a very special occasion and special day for him.
That would be November 17th, 1979, to Flat Creek Country Club in Peachtree City because it was mine and Sally's wedding reception. Mm-hmm. With these guys very generously played, as I recollect, for free.
Well, we were just proud to have been invited to a place that nice. We all got married in the yard or in the barn. Nothing that nice.
Okay, 1979 D. Lee 036.
And that is Butch Adams playing an instrumental on the five-string banjo, wearing his Bullsboro t-shirt. And I'm on the left playing bass, and Mike Steed playing guitar.
Okay, 1980, D. Lee, 035.
That's at Powers Crossroads, and that's during our thin years. I believe at that time all of our waist measurements would have been smaller than our chest, which is not true in later years.
Who's on banjo?
Joey Coffey, I believe.
That's all right. Kind of what I thought.
Who's playing mandolin here?
Tony Duck.
Okay.
Tony Duck.
Tony
Duck. He was a youngster back then.
Okay. Okay, 1980, D. Lee, 039.
That's at Bob Steed's house. Mike's older brother lives in Atlanta, a very prominent attorney, and we were asked to entertain his guest one evening, and that's Butch Adams, Donnie Lee, Tony Duck, Mike Steed, and Johnny Jackson from left to right.
All right, 1982, D. Lee, 034.
At Powers Crossroads, and you can see the young Zach Steed on the far left, dressed perhaps a little too casual for the day, but he was still a youngster, and that was probably one of his first shows with us. And that's Zach playing guitar, myself, Mike, Zach's dad playing guitar, Don Dicer on the five-string banjo, and Barry Waldrop playing the mandolin.
Don showed up at the Hall of Fame thing this year.
Don did?
Mm-hmm. His wife and two boys. Somebody knew was being inducted. I don't know who.
Okay, 1982, D. Lee, 038.
That's myself and Butch Adams playing the five-string banjo.
Okay, 1983, D. Lee, 030.
Dale Tilley playing the five-string banjo, myself, Mike Steed, and I believe that's his son, Zach Steed, on the far right, and the person on the far left, I don't know if that's Johnny Slayton, if he was playing a guitar and just had his back turned, or if that was somebody sitting in on fiddle.
It almost looks like a fiddler, but I can't really tell.
I can't imagine who it was.
Okay, 1984, D. Lee, 033.
Also at Powers Crossroads, as I mentioned earlier, we've been playing there for 30 years. That's Dale Tilley on banjo, Tony Duck on mandolin, myself playing electric bass, and Mike Steed on guitar.
Okay, 1987, D. Lee, 025.
And that is Brush Fire, and let's see, Mike has just stepped out of the room, but he could probably better identify these people. I do know playing bass is the original banjo player for Bullsboro, but now bass player for Brushfire. Mike?
Absolutely. And up from the left, that was Carol Haney from Calhoun, Tennessee, and Jay Richardson from Waverly Hall, Eddie Dumplin' Turner, and me, Mike Fleming. The most interesting thing about that is Garfield the Cat planted up on top of Joe's bass head.
Okay, 1987, D. Lee, 026.
Let's see, there's a different configuration of Bullsboro. It's Tony Duck playing mandolin, myself on bass, Johnny Slayton on guitar, and Jeff Partridge on the five-string banjo.
Okay. All right, 1987, D. Lee, 027.
That's at our festival down at Powers Crossroads, the Arts and Crafts Show. We had three bluegrass festivals down there. To the best of my recollection, that is the original Quicksilver, Doyle Lawson's band. And that's, I don't know if that would have been
the original.
Because that's Scott playing.
It is not the original, but Ray Deaton had come on.
Right. That's Scott. Scott
Vestal.
Playing banjo, and Doyle playing mandolin, Ray Deaton playing bass, and guitar is
Jimmy Hager.
No, that's Russell Moore.
Yeah.
Very slender Russell Moore.
Yeah, this we're going back in time, testing each other's memory here.
1988, D. Lee 027.
Oh, and I'm going to let Mike do the honors on this one.
Well, it's just a very standard brush fire configuration. Jay Richardson on banjo, Eddie Turner mandolin, me on the guitar, and Joe Partridge on the bass, electric at the moment.
1988, D. Lee 028.
That's again at our festival at Powers Crossroads, and Mike's going to have to help me identify. I do know that's Dr. Ralph Stanley in the middle playing the banjo, and Jack Cook on the bass,
Curly Ray on the fiddle, but I don't know who that is.
Guitar player.
I don't. Unless maybe Charlie
Sizemore.
Doesn't really look like him, and there's another person down there between Ralph and Curly Ray, but can't identify him.
Okay. 1988, D. Lee 031.
Mike is playing with us again there, and that's Tony Duck, Mike Steed, myself, Johnny Slayton, and Jeff Partridge from left to right.
Okay, and that's at Powers Crossroads again.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 1989, D. Lee 028, and this is one I think we looked at just a few minutes ago, and I had it misidentified as 1979, but it's 1989.
Okay, Barry Waldrop, Tony Duck, myself, Johnny Slayton, and Jeff Partridge. Barry Waldrop now is, I believe, a founding member of a band called Rolling in the Hay. And they're a three-piece band, and they are a great, great band.
Okay, and here we have 1990, D. Lee 032.
There we are in Johnny Slayton's yard taking a photo opportunity, and that's myself, Johnny Slayton, Tony Duck, and Jeff Partridge.
And then we go to 1999, D. Lee 029.
And that's the multi-talented attorney from
Wally Alford,
yeah. And Jeff Barr on the banjo, myself, Zach Steed, and David Steed.
Okay. And a special photo then at the end here, which is 2001, D. Lee 028.
I was very fortunate to be selected into the Georgia Country Music Hall of Fame for Bluegrass, and I give all the credit to my friend Mike Fleming for making the nomination and probably twisting arms to get me in. I thank him for it.
Okay. All right. Donnie, I appreciate you taking some time to go through these photos for us, and I look forward to getting these into a nice format and getting some good copies to you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Bill. I appreciate that. And also appreciate the work you and Mike are doing for Bluegrass Music.
Okay.